All right, all you freaks and geeks, let's do this thing. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast on a Tuesday morning, January 28th. Welcome, welcome. It's Dave here with all killer, no filler for your listening enjoyment. Today, we started out with a little more Kobe coverage. The coronavirus is being confused with a delicious summer beverage. Vermont has a bill that they're pondering involving emojis. And we attempted to hear your bad advice you were given before going all the way to Memphis and song stories. The Comfort Food Fest has a date. We announced that today. And presidential slogans were shared. Using your name, 2020, and the last thing you said to your dog. Plus, musicologist Chris Epting was back, and we got some clarification on why the hell Jeff Lynne had use for Groose. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Something rather spooky with the Kobe Bryant thing. A source claims that Kobe Bryant and his wife, Vanessa, had an agreement that they would never fly in a helicopter together. Presumably insured him.
You know, practical.
It is.
You can see why now.
You know, but a lot of people don't do it with airplanes.
Yeah.
Right? You know, husband and wives, or they're going on vacation or something like that, and they'll take separate planes.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, once you have four kids, it kind of makes sense to have an agreement like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Basically, and you were saying this morning that the reason why he took helicopters was actually his way of being a better father.
Yeah, he didn't want it. He was tired of dealing with L.A. traffic and going to his workouts and other things, so he cut an hour and a half down to 15 minutes, was able to get all his stuff done, take his kids to school, get back in the helicopter, do his other stuff, go back and pick his kids up from school,
right.
and go do other things to be around his kids more because he's got road trips and stuff during the season. Like, what a great idea.
When you got that kind of money, you can do whatever you want.
Live it up.
More power to the thinking. I don't think there was a TV host on TV last night that wasn't crying. I mean, Ellen was crying. Jimmy Fallon was crying. Jimmy Kimmel was crying, right? Stephen Colbert, it didn't seem like he gave a crap.
The John DeBella Podcast. John DeBella!
Have you seen that promotion?
I have not.
Right, but you apply to be in it, and you get a square, and if your square ends up coming up, it's $50,000 every time someone gets picked.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I might have to go check out that website.
Check that out. And while you're on there, you might want to do some research. I saw this story this morning, with the coronavirus going. I was about to call it the contravirus. The coronavirus going on out there. Over the past weekend, a number of people started searching things like corona beer virus, right? Everywhere. I mean, it is amazing the amount of people who think that this virus is being caused by Corona beer. All right? And we're not just talking about here in America. No, it's going on in Canada, in Europe, in Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, India. Basically, all over the world, they're looking up the Corona beer virus.
Except Mexico, right?
Mexico,
I would hope they would.
They're right. They know better,
good.
Right? Because in Mexico, they know it's the coronavirus beer. That's what it is.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
I got an email from somebody who said, I went to the website. Can you tell me what the top 20 albums are?
Okay.
I was like, no. And I'm like, well, why not? Well, we don't know yet. You know, the object is to go to WMGK.com. We've got about 50 albums there, right? You've got isn't a list over by you, Davis? Right. Yeah, how many are there? Is there a count there?
Maybe.
I would say there's probably about 40 or 50 there. All right, and it's your job to go in there and make a decision on which the best ones are, and then starting Monday at 9 o'clock in the morning when Matt gets in, we'll play a block of whatever like the number 20 album is work our way down to number one. The voting ends this coming Friday. It's being brought to us by A Better Financial Plan and everyone here at Classic Rock. 102.9 MGK. I mean, there's a lot of goofy things that happen in this world, and state by state, each one has its goofy things. But there's a bill in the Vermont House of Representatives right now that would let people use emojis on their license plates.
Oh, as one of the symbols instead of a number or a letter?
You could, yeah. I mean, supposedly there's going to be six of them, right? And but they didn't say which ones they're going to be. Something tells me eggplant is straight out, right?
You know? Shouldn't be. Right? It's the most noticeable,
right? But you'll be able to choose from six of them. I don't know how many you could put on there. But could you imagine, like, calling the cops as a bank robber? You call the cops and say, yeah, I saw the getaway car. The license plate is J3, laughing face, red heart, woman with scissors cutting her hair, P9, right?
You know? Really drives home the seriousness of the situation.
Exactly. I mean, like, how do you report that? And especially if there's more than one. You know, it's just, this is stupid.
I need to know the six now. I got to research this.
Right, right. Well, they actually did this in Australia.
Did they really?
In Queensland, Australia, and it's the laugh out loud face, the wink face, the sunglasses face, heart eyes, and a smile emoji.
Really? They didn't use the fire?
No, they didn't use the fire.
Sure?
Or the eggplant, for that matter.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
So, Cindy, I want you in on this. As a matter of fact, I want everybody in on this. Number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. I was talking to Taylor yesterday. She's, you know, wanted some career information. I'm not sure if I'm giving her the right information. You know, and it got me to thinking about, bad advice.
Yep.
All right, because, you know, when I was in high school, I wasn't the smartest kid on the planet, all right? If I didn't get 400 points because I signed my name on the SAT, I probably wouldn't have made 400 points, all right? You know, but guidance counselor's advice to me, what I should do in my future, was basically be a plumber, all right? He didn't see, you have no reason to go to college, right? You know, didn't take talent into, it was just grades for him, mm-hmm. right? So any abilities that I had beyond, you know, passing a math test did not matter to him,
right?
Fortunately enough, I didn't listen, and look where I am today.
Well, he was wrong anyway. You should have been a woodworker.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Which I was very good at.
A whittler.
Which also started in high school. Okay.
I have one, and it's actually become a running joke in my family. So when I was 16, trying to get my driver's license, I went to St. Joe's Prep in Philly, and my dad says to me, you should wear your prep sweatshirt. It's a good school, and maybe it'll help you a little bit. The driver's test guy may say, oh, okay, St. Joe's Prep, pretty good school, probably a smart kid. Maybe I'll be more lenient on this test. I failed my driver's test, but I wore my prep sweatshirt. Thanks, Dad.
I love Big Dan.
Dave?
For me, it was, I haven't gotten a lot of bad advice. Probably the worst advice was from a guy who told me, you know, you're into collecting baseball cards. That's not really a hobby. It's an investment.
Uh-huh.
So make sure you tighten those cases and really take good care of them. That's going to be worth a lot of money one day.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay, sure. Yeah. I'll get as many cases as possible. Right. Tuck these away. I just sold my entire collection on Facebook Marketplace last week for $40.
Yeah. It's an investment. Yeah.
But you held on to the Beanie Babies, didn't you?
Oh, God.
Still got them.
Cindy, yourself?
Just generally bad advice?
Yeah, generally bad advice that you took, followed, and really didn't work out.
I never listen to anybody else.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know, it's funny. Randy says the same thing, right? That you never listen to anybody else. All right. But we've all gotten it from time to time. I have to admit, I've gotten a lot of good advice that unfortunately I didn't follow.
Yeah.
Right. You know, but when it comes to bad advice, we all got something that made life, well, harder or dumber. Or, you know, like a driver's test didn't work out at all. What is it for you? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Were you a fool in the rain? Is that what it was? What was your bad advice?
In a prep sweatshirt, though, I was a fool.
Oh, yeah. Bill, how you doing?
Hey, good, John. How are you?
I am damn fine. So what bad advice did you follow?
Well, in my case, follow your heart.
Follow your heart. Someone told you to follow your heart, and what happened?
Yeah. Two divorces and a lot of alimony.
Jeez. I thought you were going to say I tried to be an actor or something. Ouch.
Yeah, right? Truth hurts.
Have a good morning.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella Podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Penn Medicine and Virtua Health. If you need brain surgery, choose the top team for your brain right there in South Jersey, Penn Medicine and Virtua Health. We're going all the way to Memphis this morning. You know, some songs are easy to write, others not so much. Mott the Hoople frontman Ian Hunter, well, he says that All the Way to Memphis definitely falls into the latter category.
Memphis was a pain. I'd written the song, the piano was done, it was finished, I had the remotest idea what it was about, no lyric, nothing. And we were actually in the studio, I had a set by the bed, morning, noon and night, trying to make sense out of this thing. If you heard the piano track without anything on it, I mean, you just don't know what to make of it at all. And I think I got it by the skin of my teeth, right at the last minute. It was about a gig we did in Memphis, just before Christmas one year. That's the idea that came.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Dave, April 8th?
Yes.
April 8th is a new Bond film?
4-8-20. You got it, man.
All right. Now, I'm thinking, do you think people would be interested if we could get our own private screening? Because I know you go to Bond films in a tuxedo.
Yeah, every year. Go out, get martinis before it.
Right, right.
It's fantastic.
Okay. And some theaters are serving alcohol now. Some movie theaters are serving alcohol
now. I have yet to go to one.
I wonder if people would, if we could get our own private screening of the film, would people dress up in tuxedos and gowns? Right, to go see the Bond film.
That would be phenomenal. Especially if it's snowing out. Rent an Aston Martin.
Yeah, sure. Because they're so rentable.
You hear the sales?
Hertz has them all the time. Speaking of dates, though, we have a date for the Comfort Food Fest.
Nice!
Right, March 3rd.
I'll be there in a tuxedo.
I got to check that. It's March 3rd.
Or a gown.
Whatever the first Tuesday of March is. I can't remember if it's the second or third.
The third? 3-3?
Yeah, 3-3.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right, so mark that date down because that'll be something you'll want to take part in.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
The other day we were talking about the campaigns and, you know, everybody and the whole process. And, you know, without fail, once the candidates are set, there's the candidate's name, you know, of course, the year that they're running,
right,
and whatever their slogan might be. So we kicked around the idea of, okay, so if it was you, right, it would be your last name, 2020, and then instead of coming up with your own slogan, make your slogan the last thing you said to your dog. Right? And what was yours?
Vasilotti 2020, stop licking the baby.
Okay.
Right. Dog a dingo?
Well, the baby was on his back. And blah, blah, blah.
Mine is the same thing every single morning.
Right.
It would be Gibson 2020, poop in the woods.
Poop in for your dog?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mine was, the last thing I said is, you know, I've got the two dogs. There's sure. Harley, the older one, who's the larger dog.
Yep.
And Ditto's the smaller one. So it's big boy and, you know, little boy, right?
What are they, the atomic bombs?
I know that. So I come up, so it would be DeBella 2020. Hi, little boy.
Oh, wow.
That is pretty creepy.
Yep.
You're getting the Jill Stein vote.
So we put this up on our Facebook page to see what people could come up with. So each one of these, the last name from a listener. Feister 2020, crap outside.
Yes.
Evans 2020, get out of the damn trash.
Downey 2020, shut up.
Donham 2020, kisses for mommy.
Oh, Lappin 2020, okay, guys, you're in charge.
Oh, I love that. How about Gold 2020, stop drinking out of the toilet.
Hoover 2020, who's a handsome boy?
Hey 2020, guard the house.
Oh,
it's like
awesome.
An Under Armour campaign.
Yes, exactly. Londo 2020, let's go to bed.
Oh, I hope that's a female, though. And lastly, Steve McLean. McLean 2020, give daddy a kiss.
The John DeBella Show.
This show is my life.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
The man is back, Chris Epting, who gave us the book, If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow, 50 Lyrical Lines that Helped Define the 70s. Good morning, Chris.
How you guys doing?
We're good. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Now, I know we're going to talk ELO. Let me ask you this question first off. Did you ever get a chance to see them at the time?
I did. I saw them back when they first kind of launched the ship, as it were.
Uh-huh.
And it was pretty dazzling. I mean, that was a time where, I know you remember, where production values were really going up, but they set a really high bar. I mean, they were a game changer, I think, in terms of live performance.
And people complained because they found out after the tour that they were using tape. Right? Yeah. Did you notice there wasn't an orchestra on the stage?
Right. but to me, it's funny. That never bothered me because it was almost like a Broadway show. I mean, the production was just, you know, you had to assume there were things like that going on. But the show, that's why I have to tell you, I think it's so cool. There's been this sort of weird resurgence with them in the last year or two where they're, you know, they kind of came back out of nowhere and just once again reestablished themselves as one of the premier live performing acts. And I think it's really cool. I always kind of wondered why it didn't go on, but I was really glad that it came back.
Well, and you know, and speaking of orchestras, this is the one song that didn't have strings behind it. We're talking about "Don't Bring Me Down."
It doesn't have strings, like you said, the first one. You know, Jeff Lynne puts it together by himself originally with some tape loops and a drum machine. He builds the tune on the album version. There's a count in he does kind of as a joke because there's no band there; it's just him. And then he brings it to the band and they begin developing it. And the really kind of fun part of it is, you know that word that he sings after the song's title?
That everybody thinks is Bruce?
Everyone, the crowds will scream Bruce.
Right, but that's not it.
It was a little kind of nonsense word he just put in there, Gruce, G-R-O-O-S-E, just as a placeholder to fill it in later. And he's playing it for the engineer, who's German. The guy's name was Reinhold Mack. He hears the demo, and he says to Lynn, hey, how did you know that the word Gruce means greetings in German? And he didn't know that, but he said, hey, that's kind of a funny coincidence. I'll leave it in. That's just what it'll be. And so that's what was really in there, which is kind of a goof that turned out being something real. And like you say, fans thought it was Bruce, and so occasionally in concert, Lynn will sing Bruce as sort of a joke.
Uh-huh.
But you know, the song, I don't know if you know, it was actually played to astronauts on the Space Shuttle Columbia as their wake-up call. July 6, 1996. They were in flight longer than expected. There was bad weather down here on Earth, and the record company thought, hey, what a cool idea to kind of make that happen. So Don't Bring Me Down was used like that thematically. And originally, the company, record company, tried to tie it in with the Skylab space station. Remember back in 1979?
Oh, sure, yeah, but it was coming down on its own.
It was coming down, but the song Don't Bring Me Down has it's just a great backstory to it. But yeah, that line, Bruce, or Gruce, whatever you want to call it, now we kind of know there's a little bit of story behind that.
Well, the song is Don't Bring Me Down, and we're going to bring it on. Here he is, Chris Epting, Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DiBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.